Hello, everybody. Hello,
Hello.
hello. Hello. Oh, we can hear. Okay. All right, hello everybody. Hello, Meltzer. Let me see the next second next. Where Shmuel. Right. Okay.
Rebbe, this is Nassim Meltzer. We got a message today that they're having a Yahrzeit kinnis tomorrow night in the yeshiva for the Rosh Yeshiva.
So it works out very well. It works out very well for Rebbe.
Oh, I was just about to tell you that I worked it out that I can give share tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Oh, but maybe then it's better so I won't give. I mean, it's so hard. I have a wedding, but the wedding, I found out the wedding is early. Called for, so I suspect the chuppah will be over by 8, and I can give it share from the hall. I get out of an internet, but there's a yard site for the yeshiva. Oh, so maybe, okay. So then I think, yeah, okay. So I think it we're going we better. Tart did it. Tart him
I
is
mean, they
tired.
apologize that they sent out the message very late.
They're doing with the yard site for the Rashiva tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, I mean, the Rebbe passed away about 10 days before Pesach, I remember.
so
Yeah.
I should really, have my guys listen. What are they having?
But it so far it doesn't seem to be a shear. It seems to be just divrei sirus this
Okay,
time.
so that's
Just
better for my
Haskara,
guy.
right?
So what? Then my guys
Yeah.
will be at the wedding. What is it?
David Harris and Avram Semel and Heshy Welcher are giving the Haskaras.
They usually have a thing at like IBM, Watson, IBM.com, something Watson. They have like a
They
link
didn't publish it. They didn't
you can.
publicize what the link would be. There's got to be
Right. They
one,
don't
though.
publicize it, but it's the same one every time. When you go there, every single time they have it. It's the same one as the last time, probably.
Binyamin, Benny, listen. Why don't you publish it on our WhatsApp so I can have it too?
Okay. All
I
right.
don't know. I don't remember what it is.
So what it means, okay, so then we're back up
If I find
again.
it,
Okay.
I will.
Doris, so we're not having shared tomorrow. I was gonna reinstate, but okay, we'll switch it. But now it's not my fault. Not because of me anymore. Because okay. So
It's always good to blame somebody else.
I just finished calling Rabbi Nyman if I could use his smartphone from the wedding. To give share because he'll be at the wedding also. The wedding is called early. I don't know why they're making it early, but they're making it early. So it should be fair. But okay. Yeah.
Maybe because of the yard site.
No. But it's much, it will be inconvenient to do it from the wedding. I have to get all that. So that's okay. It's much better for me. Yes. Okay. So you won't have share tomorrow. All right. Decided. And the guys, if they could send out that link of where it is, it'll be helpful. For me too, I would give it to people here. The people here want to listen. That would be nice. Okay. All right. I want to do this other Mordechai. We want to jump to this other Mordechai, if you don't mind. The other Mordechai, this is really the famous Mordechai. I don't know if it's famous, but this is, I think, more quoted. It's a Hagos Mordechai. I'm not really sure historically who wrote the Hagos and the Mordechai, but maybe someone knows. Okay, in the back of the Mordechai, we have Hagos
Rebbe,
Mordechai.
did Rebbe send it out?
What? No, it's in
Did
the
Rebbe send it
in a
out?
regular Gemara. In a regular
Yeah, I have the regular
Gemara,
Gemara.
the Mordechai goes up to the Perikah Isha Basra. And then
Right.
after Isha Basra, it starts again from the beginning of the Masechta again. It's like goes to Shaychi Le'il Mi Yevamis. So it's in the middle of the Mordechai. You people don't you don't have that? On
I'm looking at
that base
Mordechai.
of Yavama. He starts with Daf Yud Beis, and then he jumps to Daf Beis. Okay, so let's see. The piece on Daf Beis starts from Adam. Now we have to quickly read the whole piece because the main problem here is reading the whole piece. So let's get to the read it, try and read it. Adam sho'osar asma medabra mutar lacher. In other words, if I make myself osar to something which is mutter, well, how do I make it osar? So one way is becoming a nazir, which he says clearly. Another way is by being a neder. And I'm not sure if also saying I'm a kabo and myself a chomer dikashita. Not clear about that, but that could also be pashtus. In other words, Adam sha'aser asa v'davra mutar acher. In other words, I say I'm not carrying the Erev, even though everybody else carries in the Erev. I assume that's also included, but I don't know. So Adam sha'aser asa v'davra mutar acher. I hold this, I make it usher for me. Everyone knows that I'm machmer. I'm machmer on this. How be she other shuheter? And as I know that it's mutter basically the ikker. And as she hid her asmo, but I made a nether. I made an usher for myself. So everybody knows that I took this dabra mutter and made it usher. She to thee, so it's pasha to me. So he's allowed to eat from other people. He doesn't have to be afraid that they're going to feed him something which is also. Now, since for them it's mutter, so they might think that for him it's also mutter, and they'll feed it to him. Well, nazir, a person, nazir, shokha beis Yisrael. He doesn't have to be worried, and for them wine's mutter. For him, wine's aser. He doesn't have to worry. Why? To know Omar, if they eat, does he the mitzvah? Okay, so that's easy. In other words, there's an iser if they eat. For him, it's aser. So if for him, it's aser. For everybody else, it's mutter. So if they would serve the nazir wine, they would be over on if they eat. So therefore, he can rely on the fact that they're going to be careful not to be over on if they eat. I assume he means he doesn't have to be worried about that they're serving him truma. In other words, since even though for the host it's mutter, but for the Yisrael it's aser, so they know not to give it to him because they're not going to be around if they either.
I mean, it's interesting that it's only because they have Lifnei Iver, it sounds like. If there was no Lifnei Iver...
Well, that's what he's going to be questioning.
But I'm saying, like, shouldn't it be just stomp because they don't want him to be over an Isser?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Let me read the whole piece. I hear. But that's what he said. Because of Lifnei Iver, you're right. He doesn't say the other thing. That's correct. And as a suffix, but I have a suffix. Reuven should perish by Michael. The fish in here, though, shall also the Reuven stop eating a certain food because he thinks it's also the Shimon. No, but heter Shimon feels that that food is mutter. In here, though, shall Reuven toeb it over. And Shimon feels that Reuven's cheshbin, why he's machmer, is a mistake. It's not that Reuven wants to act in extra chassidus. Whereas in the first case, Reuven wants to act in extra chassidus. But here, Reuven doesn't want to act in extra chassidus. It's just he made a mistake. He misread the ingredients. He doesn't know that glycerin is kosher, and I know that glycerin is kosher. Right? So Reuven thinks it's osir, and therefore he's pirish. But I, Shimon, think that Reuven made a mistake. So Reuven and Shimon have an argument whether or not it's kosher. Reuven says it's treif. And Shimon says, no, it's kosher. And there's no reason why you're not eating it. So now the shayla is, mi yesh lachish to Reuven, shem yachlenu Shimon. Does Reuven have to be worried if he goes to Shimon's house that maybe Shimon will feed it to him? Since Shimon insists that it's kosher, And Shimon insists that even Reuven should hold his kosher, because it's not that Reuven's holding to a higher standard. Reuven's not holding to an higher standard. He just Amar Oretz. He made a mistake in facts, but I know the right facts. So according to Shimon, there's no reason why Reuven can't eat it. So can we be nervous that Shimon might serve it to Reuven? So therefore, Reuven should not rely on Shimon. So Reuven shouldn't be allowed to eat in Shimon's house. The Tanan, why we should not, he shouldn't be Perik Ad Kama. That's the name of the Perik. If a person is suspected on something, you can't trust him. So here, Reuven suspects Shimon. So just like Shimon thinks Reuven is wrong, Reuven thinks Shimon is wrong. So Reuven suspects Shimon that he is mixture on this food. So as far as Reuven is concerned, Shimon is chashin on that davar. So therefore, there's a sad to say that Reuven can't eat in Shimon's house. Oh, that's one side. Oh, Dilma, or no, you don't have to be worried. Because Shimon will never feed it to Reuven because of a new svara. Not because if they either, apparently if they either doesn't apply here. Because according to Shimon, there's no iser for Reuven. In other words, in the first case, there was no shayla because Shimon agrees that there's an iser on Shimon to give it to Reuven because of if they either. So the Shimon of Ave will not be over on if they either. Reuven's in Nazir, so it's an if they either to give the Nazir wine. But in the second case, Shimon holds that it's mutter. Shimon holds it's mutter for Reuven. So therefore, there is no iser if they either on Shimon. He's not being macho Reuven. So therefore, maybe Shimon will not care to feed it to Reuven. Maybe Reuven can't trust Shimon. So he says, no, there's a different reason why Reuven can trust Shimon, because there's some kind of moral, whatever, some svara, that a person, Shimon would not give Reuven something that Reuven doesn't want to eat. Not if they either, it's just like friendship, it sounds like. Person doesn't give his friend something that his friend feels is, you know, he has a kabeda, but I'm not going to give it to you. That would be like a betrayal of you. I'm not going to betray you.
That's, do we Google learn that from Bishamim Vistul?
Wait, I'm keeping reading. The Asha Daktik, and we can prove this. The Rav Shmuel argued. Rav Amar Lo Asu Beishamai Kedibrayim. Rav says Lo Asu. Kabe Soris Abbas She Beishamai Matir. Beishamai hold is not an erva. Shmuel Amar Asu, and therefore Soris Abbas of Beishamai would be an Isser Amamzer, the kid. The Askina Da Asu. Aye, and yet how do they intermarry? Umodiyavei. Upirish Rashi Mishemachin Al Nimnu, and that's why they intermarried. Alma Shiachol Ismachalav. You see, an answer to my shayla, that even though Beis Shammai thinks that Beis Hillel is completely wrong, Beis Shammai thinks, in other words, Beis Hillel is not trying to do Midas Chassidus here. Beis Hillel are reading the Torah. Beis Shammai thinks that Beis Hillel misread the Torah, and they made a mistake. They made a Torah B'dvar Mishnah according to Beis Shammai. So according to Beis Shammai, this woman is not an erva, this is not a mamzer, and Beis Hillel should also know it's not a mamzer. Right? They made a mistake. Their Beis Hillel is under the mistaken impression that it's a mamzer, but we know it's not a mamzer. And yet Beis Shammai would tell Beis Hillel. So you see, Alma Shiachol Ismachalav Velo Chayish Demosafilei Ad Gan Ishaino. I don't know what that is. Aleph Zayin Kuf stands for. What's that stand for? Anyone know? Or is it Ruach Katan, probably. Or is it Ruach Katan? There is such a name of a cipher. Or is it Ruach Katan? Okay. So what do you people say about this beautiful Mordechai?
What is the Lo Chayesh Dilmas Sofile? How do you translate the list with Lo Chayesh Dilmas Sofile?
Where is Lo Chayesh? Where are you reading?
The very end, very end.
He's not afraid that he's going
to
speak.
Doesn't have to be Shimon. Does not have to be a worry that maybe Reuven will give it to him to eat. Lo Chayesh, just like Beis Hillel, don't have to be worried that Beis Shammai will give them these girls to marry.
Rebbe, we started off this by saying that Rebbe had a shaila, excuse me, about a guy who's giving Dunkin' Donuts in the yeshiva. And I think that, can't you see from here that it's mutter if you find it, if you feel it's usher, but the other person is find his mutter, and the other person knows the situation, you could serve it, because the Mordechai is not saying that for him to do that, it would be an usher thing to do, and that's why he's not doing it. The Mordechai is just saying that he's not doing it because he wouldn't do that to someone else for whatever reason. But technically speaking, it's not an isser to give something that you find is mutter to someone else, even if they find it's usser. So obviously the inverse would be the same case as well. Meaning,
okay, I like to wait. You're going off the Mordechai. You're saying, what would be the din in the converse? Okay, but let's try and first analyze, you're right. I have problems with Nineveh and the Mordechai, so I don't
Isn't
want to
it different?
Because
Beis Shammai told, Beis Shammai is telling Beis Hillel, you don't have to worry about it. Isn't that different? In Mordechai's case, nobody said anything. It's just
no, Beis Shammai, but sometimes they don't say anything. So Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is allowed to marry when in a case where Beis Shammai don't say nothing. So Beis Hillel can marry because relying on the fact that if there was a problem, Beis Shammai would say something. So if you see that I can trust you that you would say something. You wouldn't
isn't there a big
show?
There a big chiluk that Beis Shammai understands and he knows that Beis Hillel is a very chash of a Talmud Chacham, and he has a very strong tzad. Elamai, he owns is wrong. That's a raya that if a guy has a fight with Amma Aretz, and okay, I think
so
he has no tzad.
So you're right, but I want you. I mean, that's my problem. But you have to verbalize it starker. I guess you have to say it stronger.
Say if I think if Reuven thinks Shimon's an Amma Aretz and he has absolutely no basis, he doesn't know.
I thought that they said they were Amma Aretz. They misread the Chumash.
They thought they were Amma Aretz. They didn't think they had
a whatever it is. It's the same thing. They misread the Chumash.
No,
they darshan in the bus
they grew up. If a person has a leg to stand on, even if they're mm-hmm. wrong, it's
God,
a lot
they're
different.
Wrong, they're wrong.
No, but I'm saying that's a lot different in terms of telling them, giving them.
Why is it different? You're right, but I want to hear it. Stark. Why is it different?
Because it's Elu Elu, Dibelikim Chayim.
Because we just saw we just did that.
Taisvis.
That Taisvis, and we did the Drushas Aran. I think we did it, no? The Aran said that halacha is not governed by in Shamayim. Now, if the halacha was governed in Shamayim, so then maybe it's a valid comparison. Because Beis Shammai say, listen, in Shamayim it's paskin that this girl is not a mamzer. You basically don't think she is, so you're making a mistake. Why do I have to be Miss Yachetz to your mistakes? So it makes no difference if it's a mistake because you're a Lamdin or a mistake because you're an Amoris. A mistake is a mistake. But according to the Ran said that that's not pshat. It's not pshat that halacha is not governed in Shamayim by whatever Hashem said. Torah was given to Bnei Adam. And he says, Nelson said, right, Eidu v'Eidu. So that Beis Shammai, they also could defray him. They don't have to be worried that they're making a mistake. Because the halacha, that's the halacha of Bataris Vadai, Megabi Beis Shammai. Megabi Beis Hillel, which are.
One second. Beis Shammai goes down for a lot of dairies, right? Let's say there's a machlaikis, and the top Gedali Adar, they had a good machlaikis. Does that mean the second, third generation, if it's a Satma Rebbe against Ramosha, that I could look, you're supposed to do it, even if it's not because of Elul v'Elul.
I don't know, but we're talking here
they
about
don't know.
Beis Shammai Beis Hillel.
I'm saying Beis Shammai goes down generations, though.
I don't know, but they're called Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Once they're called Beis Shammai Beis Hillel,
That's the camp they're that they're in. They can't be sure.
I do not know. You're Akasha Maisa, but we're talking about the case in the Gemara is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This is not
was people, Shammai himself. That's what you're saying.
Not Beis Shammai, but it's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This doesn't mean kids that they don't know anything and they just heard that their grandfather had this. Let me say your question. You're arguing with yourself. Adonai, you're not being fair. Let me first say your question. Now you want to try and answer before I get the question out. The question you're asking like this is that when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, so L'chaira, we said in the Drashas Aran that Eidu v'Eidu. There's no Indian for Beis Shammai to say, maybe Beis Hillel's right. I want to be machmer like Beis Hillel. And there's no Indian for Beis Shammai to say, maybe Beis Hillel's right. I should be machmer like Beis Hillel because the halacha is paskin. That's what the Ran said. That Loba Shammayim he. And the halacha is paskin by Gedolei Hador. And therefore, Beis Shammai have the MS for Beis Shammai. It's 100% that this woman is Zakuk and Sarah is Zakuk. There's no Ptur at Sarah's Erva. And in Beis Hillel, the din is 100% that she's an Eish Zak. The two opposite, two different dinim, no problem. Because the Torah has different dinim, because once a different paskin, Eidu v'Eidu, and now they're both right halachas. That's why I said always in Eretz Yisrael. Those are in the Yishin Eretz Yisrael, and Simchas Torah. So the Ashkenazim are dancing in Simchas Torah and davening Yantif, and the Sfaradim are taking pictures because they pass you like Ravaja Yosef that it's cult. So that's fine because Eidu v'Eidu. So if that's the case, so what in the world is the Mordechai saying? Indicate the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. I'm saying your question. I'm still getting your question. Make one? So in the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.
Can I just make one point on that?
No. Let me say your question. Come on.
It's a meduyah if it's not my question.
It's your question. In Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you know, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is exactly like the first case. The first case, the Mordechai said that you don't have to be worried because of Avada, the guy's not going to be over and if they either. L'chaira, in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's case, Beis Shammai would be over and if they either. If Beis Shammai would go ahead of Beis Hillel and say, hey, Beis Hillel, I got a great shidduch for you. Marry this girl. That would be Beis Lefneiver, because just like I give the Nazir a cup of food, which is wine in it, it's Lefneiver, because for him it's Osir. So if I give Beis Hillel a girl who's a Mamzer, according to Beis Hillel, Vadai Mamzer, it's Eidu v'Eidu. It's Paskin and Shemayim that she's a Mamzer, so that's Lefneiver. So of course Beis Shammai wouldn't do it, for the exact same reason that the Mordechai said in his first case. The first case, the Mordechai says that when there's an Isra Lifnayiver, well, then you don't have to worry that the person is fooling you. Because of Avada, he's not going to be over on Lifnayiver. His whole Shaida is when there's no Isra Lifnayiver. So he's Mechadesh, some kind of moralistic Svara, that even if there's no Lifnayiver, though something in his Shachar Midilok Sheiralei, so I wouldn't do that to you because I know you'll get you upset. I don't want you to be upset, even though you won't know, so you'll never be upset. But I don't want you, that if you'll find out, you'll be upset. I don't want you to, you know. So that's a tremendous chiddush. So what's his raya? Bishlam on the case, and he's clearing, which like we said, that he said, we're talking about maybe an Amo Aret. That's what she said. Okay, Amo
Aret. Why would we meet the
Mordechai? An Amo Aret. So they're, it's really mutter. The guy doesn't know English. He doesn't know. I think it says in the ingredients, glycerin. He thinks that glycerin, he's confusing glycerin with gelatin. So the guy's an amorist. He reads the ingredients. He says glycerin. Oh, I remember hearing that glycerin isn't kosher. It's a new idiot. That was gelatin. Glycerin is kosher. No, I remember glycerin is not kosher. So you're an idiot. I know you're not a Eidu v'Eidu. So you think it says gelatin, or you can't read English, and you think it says gelatin, and I know it says glycerin. So of course, it's really mutter. There's no nifna either. So I can give it to you. But in the Beis Shammai's and Beis Hillel's case, where it's Eilu ve'Eilu, so it's mamish nifna either. So of course,
how do we know that Eilu ve'Eilu applies? You know, over here, maybe the Eilu ve'Eilu is also only in Dinei Shammai.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, that if Beis Hillel would go ahead and do like Beis Shammai, they wouldn't be over in Aveira. They don't have to do tshuva. If Beis Hillel would go ahead and marry, Beis Hillel paskin that Saras Erva is pater, and therefore the child of a Saras Erva is a mamzer. If a Beis Hillel person would marry a Saras Erva, the child of a Saras Erva, and he comes up to Shemayim, and he comes up to Shemayim, and the mom says, "You know what, Beis Hillel, I got good news for you. Beis Shammai were right. It would, that would make a difference. It's no different if they tell them Beis Shammai was right, that Rabbi Natan is right about tefillin. We don't care. That we
I mean, even without Eilu ve'Eilu. Even without Eilu ve'Eilu. If we've never had that concept. If I asked Beis Shammai, you know, there's someone by the name of Beis Hillel, he's a god of Adar. He went through the sugya 1,000 times and he came out this way. What do you say he should do? Nothing to do with your mind. He's not budging.
Without Eilu ve'Eilu, without the rod, I would say he should eat it because he made a mistake.
You have two equal if you have two equal
he's not as smart as I am. I know better. He doesn't want to trust me. That's his problem. But I know he's wrong.
You have two gedalei hadar. If two paiskei hadar have a machlokes,
without
other one would say you should do like me, even though you don't agree with me,
if I would be, I'm stark that I'm right. Beis Shammai is ready to swear on a sefer Torah that they're right.
He's stark that he's right. Beis Shammai,
without Eilu ve'Eilu, I hear the comparison. Without Eilu ve'Eilu, Beis Shammai is convinced that they're right. So in their mind,
what would Beis Shammai advise a person who made an amoretz who made a silly mistake?
What
would Beis Shammai advise Beis Hillel to do? I went through the sugya 1,000 times, and I hold that it's kosher. What should I do? What?
Okay, I don't know. That's what I think. I think Beis Shammai would say.
Beis Shammai would say, with everything I hear,
we're going to argue here all day. We can argue all day. I don't agree with you. If Beis Shammai are stark, Beis Shammai are very, very strong-minded. They are convinced that they're right. They're convinced that Beis Hillel made a silly mistake, so to speak, in Chumash. They misread the Chumash. They misread the Drasha. They got the wrong Drasha. And Beis Shammai would have, you know.
Why do we keep saying silly? It's not silly at all. Okay, you're talking about the God of Adar.
If it's wrong, it's wrong. It makes a difference whether it's silly or not silly. Beis Shammai would say to Beis Hillel, you goofed. So if there's only if without the drushes around, if there's only one MS, and the MS is whatever's in Shammai.
Well, Yashar Rechaim argued you can wear a watch. Rechaim, can you ask me to wear a watch now? If they have a machlokes, you should wear a watch. Rav Chaim and Rav Yashar. So now Rav Chaim, even though he holds it to us, he should wear it. That's what Rav Yashar would say. He would say, "No, I don't think so."
Okay, but I can hear not like you. You know, it's not muhlok what you're saying.
I'm just saying you can hear that Rav Yashar would say, "Yeah, he has to wear
yes,
it."
Yes, I could hear. I could for yes, definitely. If there's no svar of Eilu ve'Eilu, and there's no svar of Lo b'Shamayim. Rabbi Yashar can say, listen, Rav Chaim, I'm smarter than you. I know better than you. And I know for sure I had Ruach HaKadosh, I had a Nevuah. I know it's Mutter. So for you to be Machmer is a waste of time and nourish guides. So therefore, why should I feed it to you? But the Maisa, the problem, what I think the problem is, that's very nice, Lu Yitzur. But the Maisa, we had that Drush as Iran, and the Chaira, the whole Torah, is based on that drushes Iran. If without that drushes Iran, we'd be mamish in trouble. It's hard to say that such a basic hashkafa that, you know, because the basic if you don't say that shkafa, so every time there's a machlekes hapoiskim, the machmer, the mako should be nervous. Maybe the machmer is right. Because listen, you know, you're also a big god though. There's a 50% chance I'm right, 50% chance you're right. How can I be? Every time I hold something's mutter, but maybe you're right and it's usher. So we don't say that. We don't say that. And the whole part is that Edo the Edo. Then this is if that's the din, we don't put on Rabbeinu Tam's filling. What do you mean? Rabbeinu Tam was a great person. Let's be nervous. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam was right. And once we don't pass him like him, and that's it. We go by the good. Well, you know, ain't a dying a mash, ain't a rice. This is the halacha. So the Mordechai doesn't hold the vein of dying a mash, ain't a rice.
Maybe that's the Mordechai's case too. He's not talking about a silly Amaretz. He's talking either about a Talmud Chacham or a regular person who's following the Talmud Chacham.
If that's the case, and then what was the suffix? So then you have Lifnei Iver. Why does he in the second case he have to say the reason for his din is to make up this new svara? Well, Safi Inish Achavri Midi Dilo Kishera. He should have said the exact same reason he said in this first case by the Nazir, because Avada they're not going to be over on Lifnei Iver. So Avada they're not going to be over on Lifnei Iver because Legabi me it's Oster.
Legabi clearly he's pointing out in the beginning.
So if they Shammai would give it to Beis Hillel, it's exactly the same as if a Yisrael gets to another. So why does he have to, what was his clear, what was his suffix? Why did the Mordechai have his suffix? He didn't have his suffix by the another case because he knows Lifnei Iver. So if he doesn't have a suffix by the another case because he knows that there's a din in Lifnei Iver, and because of Lifnei Iver, I don't have to worry. So he shouldn't have a suffix in this case. And at least in his answer, he should say the same reason, that since there's a din of Lifnei Iver, you don't have to worry. But he doesn't say that. It's Mashmah that Lifnei Iver doesn't apply here. Lifnei Iver doesn't apply. That's why I have a suffix. And I have to be patient with a whole new svara, which is quite fluky, that a suffix in the Chavre Midi Lo Charity, which I don't know why not. He'll never know the difference. So why shouldn't I? Why, right? Why shouldn't I suffer that? He'll never know. Right? So it's very strongly masked by the other is not if they even. Why is it not if they even here?
Rabbi, is it first? It's clear from the beginning of the Mordechai that he's very, very. He's going to lengths to specify that you know that the other person's it's mutter, and you know the reason for it, it's mutter. You're just only taking upon yourself a chumrah, not that you feel that this is MS and the other person's MS. It's just, so maybe it's possible that ilu divrei elokim chayim only applies to the person who's following it. But if I believe that this is MS, and the other person who's arguing against me thinks that what they're saying is MS, it's not elu elu. For me, it's not elu elu. For me, this is the only MS. For what I'm doing is only MS. So I'm not putting you. I'm not doing
Gabi,
you.
The Gabi Beis Hillel. Forget about Beis Shammai. The Gabi Beis Hillel. Everyone has to agree that that's a halacha.
But how could I do?
And
I can do Lifnei Iver to you
on halacha for Beis Hillel. So there should be a Lifnei Iver on Beis Shammai. The fact that that's not the halacha for Beis Shammai, the Chayra should be irrelevant, because Lifnei Iver, the Chayra, is to cause the other guy to do a takoa. Lifnei Iver is not them to make that. It's not the takoa for me. Lifnei Iver is a takoa for you.
Maybe so good, maybe that's good for the
for you. It's usher because of Edo Ve'edu. So I'm causing you a takoa. So that should be Lifnei Iver.
Maybe that's the Hakira. Is it the I or the you? Maybe
what?
I cannot do an Aveira for you. The Isser is on me, not that I'm Machshel you. Is that possible, Hakira?
Anything's possible, but I don't know. You know, you're saying that if they Iver, there's no if they Iver. I don't know. I mean, you see by another, he's assuming there is a Lifnei Iver, even though I'm not a Nazir. But if you're a Nazir, there's a Lifnei Iver on me to give you Yayin. So, why shouldn't, if I was a Nazir, what?
There it's a clear halacha that a Nazir is also be Yayin.
Yeah, so here there's a clear halacha that a person who paskins that.
No, but even in my world, Rebbe,
is also to marry her.
No, but the case of the mamzer, I mean, in the nazir, in my world, you could. That's a legitimate psak. Meaning, even in my world, someone could become a nazir. In Beis Shammai's world, Beis Hillel is not a legitimate psak.
In my world also, if we would come along and paskin, if we would do, just like in a nazir, if I would do like you did, I went ahead and made a naziris, it would be usher to me. So if a person in Beis Shammai would go ahead and say, you know, I relearned the Chumash and I decided Beis Hillel was right, so then it would become usher to him.
But so, maybe Taka, in that case, it would change. But maybe the case of Lifnei Iver says is that when this Avera is not Shayach for you in any world, forget it about not at this point. It's not Shayach for you.
You was right now, there's no Shayach. It'll be Shayach.
No, but right now there's zero shaykhs because you hold 100%. It's not like you might change your mind. We're not saying someone like, oh, maybe had a fleeting thought, this might be right. Oh, and he didn't think through every single step. And then tomorrow he's going to think through every single step and he's going to realize, no, really, Beis Hillel is right. No, he threw it through every single step. He's 100%. He's going to swear on a sefer Torah that his psak is 100% right. Beis Shammai believes 1,000, he's going to do something that potentially will be an Isser Daraisa, potentially be Koreis, because he knows 100% that he's right. Right, so he's not in his world. There is no mitzias of the Isser that Beis Hillel will come over. So you can't do something that's.
I don't hear that so well because the Isser is an Isser Mamzer. Beis Shammai, Isser Mamzer from being born from an Isser Kares. Beis Shammai also have an Isser Mamzer being born.
Not Isser in this Kares. Case. There's no such but thing not, in this
there's
case.
There's no Isser Mamzer, and they don't hold there's an Isser Mamzer here.
They don't hold this.
And there can never be.
They know.
But there can never be
an Isser Shammai. It is an Isser Kares.
No, but that's so different than the case of Nazir.
Why not? Why even not? I know for you there's an Isser Nazir. I know for you there's an Isser Kares.
No, there's an Isser Nazir for me too. I happen not to be a Nazir now. Right now, I'm not a Nazir. Maybe tomorrow I will be. Right now, I'm not. That's different than paskening a certain way. I know elu ve'el diver lekim chayim. I know that you have a shita, but I'm not. I don't have to treat that as if it's legitimate.
Okay, I mean, I don't really. I hear the word, but I don't hear in svara why that should be. So the pashup shot in svara, the simple shot in ifnei yiver is you're not supposed to call someone a takala. I mean, ma'isa, I'm going to cause Beis Hillel to be Iver and Isser, that for them, when they get up to Shemayim, they're going to be a tain on them that they married a mamzer. And there'll be a tain on them. So I'm causing a takoa for them, that they're doing a maisa vera. So why is there no lifnei iver? I'm being maksha them with an avera. I'm causing them to do an avera. I'm causing them to do an Avera. That's not a, because for me, it's not an Avera that is no, either.
Rebbe's saying it's the same or just another Svara to us. So Rebbe's equating it mamish with
the
case.
I would think it's exactly the same, but even if it's not exactly the same, it's like the Chorus, it's close enough. It doesn't need to come out to a whole new Svara of the Safi Inish Kare Midi de Lokshera. You just say that this is all, you know, the same thing. This is Internet Naiver.
What happens in Shammai when Beis Hillel gets up there and it turns out they will boil a mamzer, according to them, Bisha Yeik, who's not a real mamzer? Beis Hillel gets punished for that.
They're punished the Torah's Aines.
They're not saved.
Whatever the Avera of Aines is. You know, but
I'm not saved by the fact that
because the Gabi them, it's 100% Mamzer. So the fact that it's not a Mamzer in reality is pashtus, it's irrelevant and immaterial. As far as Beis Hillel is concerned, it has all the dinim of a Mamzer. Now, they have the Turoines because they didn't know, but that's every time, you know, in other words, every time we have Lifnei Iver, Yavashaita. This is the oldest question. Maybe it's relevant what we're learning, but the oldest question in the book is why is there an Isser Lifnei Iver? If I'm going to tell you it's Mutter, then you're going to have a Ptur Aines. Then it's not I'm not being Makshel you because it's not a problem because you have a Ptur Aines. So the normal answer is that even a p'tur ines is only a p'tur, but it's not a, it's still being machshir you. So here also, I'm being machshir you with a mavder b'ines.
That was no issur of lifnei iver in the Torah. Meaning you could put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. You can make a person get messed up. Would there be any issur to be machshir someone to do an avera? Or the only source to be machshir an avera is lifnei iver?
The only source to arise. There's a source to rabbanon. It's beside it. The avera is a different source. When there's no lifnei iver, the iver is only tray avri the yard and whatever in tray. We have the lashon. Two sides.
And is Rebbe coming? Is Rebbe asking from a place of lifnei iver because of lifnei iver, meaning you're making them do something which if they would know, they wouldn't want to do? So it's better than machaveiroi problem? Or Rebbe saying it's mamish the same as being machshir them and the iser
mamzer? The Mordechai is saying I was bein adin lechaveiro. If he would be very upset if he knew, so you're betraying him. I'm asking us lifnei iver. If the iver is by aveiros, the maisa, you're causing... Beis Shammai is causing Beis Hillel to do an Aveira. Now, they're doing an Aveira, but Einas. Okay, same if I gave the Nazir a cup of wine and I told the Nazir it's milk. So the Nazir drinks it. So I'm causing the Nazir to be Oiver and Aveira, but Einas. That's called Ifneiver. So if I cause the Nazir to be Oiver and Aveira, but Einas is Ifneiver. So if I cause Beis Shammai, if I cause Beis Hiddo to be over in Avera Ba'ines, so that should be a Lifnei Iver. So this is an Avera for Beis Hiddo. I'm causing Beis Hiddo to be over the Avera Ba'ines. So why isn't that Lifnei Iver? So it should be Mamish Lifnei Iver, and it should be basically the same as his first case.
The fact that in Shemayim they know that it's really Mutter doesn't help.
In the Chapashtis, at least according to that drushes Iran, maybe, and you know, it could be you say the Mordechai doesn't hold of that drushes Iran, but that, you know, we don't like making machlokes and you say they are das. According to the drushes Iran, it's not true. In Shemayim, they also know it. In the Gavi Beis Hiddo, it's mamish usher in Shemayim. It's only the guy, you know, that's what we say when I'm saying this example of Ashkenazim and Sephardim. The Gavi, the Ashkenazi, it's Simchas Torah, and it's you don't put on tefillin and you make kiddush and hallel and the gabi is Sephardi, it's chol and he's mechuyev in tefillin. He's allowed to take pictures. There's no one way in Shemayim. The Torah is edo ve'edo. And each one is not for everyone edo ve'edo. Each paisek gets his Torah, the gabi him.
Could it be that since Elu ve'Elu, even though Beis Shammai is mechuyev to follow Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is mechuyev to follow Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is allowed to say al hilchos lifnei iver that Beis Hillel is not going to know the difference? Elamai, I'm being machshir them ba'ines. They'll be samech on my Torah. They'll be in mitzias. They could be samech on the Torah of Beis Shammai.
It's hard to understand why that should be true. Yeah, I hear it structurally, but I don't hear the svara. Why can they be samech on their shita when the maisa is Beis Hiddo, who's the one that's doing the maisa, and Beis Hiddo are getting the avera, because Beis Hiddo go by their system. So why should it be that Beis Shammai can say we don't have to worry about lifnei iver because for us it's not it's heter, but the idea is you're machshir them, and for them that it's usher. So what does it help me that for you it's heter?
The reason that's since Eil Ve'Eil Devek and Chaim, so they're both valid Mahalchim and Torah. They're both Torah. They're both right in a sense. The problem why you have to follow your own shita is because Ein L'dayan Amasha Ein Avrois. But when you're in the realm of Aines, then maybe either one's good.
So then why? I don't know. They're saying that.
So why did Beis Shammai actually tell them? Because of why? If that's true.
Because of the different svara. because
I mean, that's the svara,
a mussar svara, that I wouldn't tell you, I wouldn't cause you to eat something that you're going to find disgusting. Yeah. Just say, and you, when you find out, you're going to vomit. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that to you. It's a bein adam lechaveiro, not a halacha. It's a human morality. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. I don't give you something that you don't want. You know, I wouldn't do that to you. But it's not asif neiver. But we're trying to figure out why it's not asif neiver. So what Rabbi is saying, I'm having trouble grasping it, but it's probably right, but I have trouble grasping it, that even though Beis Shammai agree that the Gabi Beis Hillel is usher, but since Beis Shammai have to follow what they hold, so in Beis Shammai's world, the Gabi Beis, the question is, in Beis Shammai's world, the Gabi Beis, what is in the Gabi Beis Hillel? So I'm asking that Beis Shammai's world, they have to admit that the Gabi Beis Hillel is usher, but maybe no, that in Beis Shammai's world, it's hetter. It's true in Beis Hillel's world is usher, but it's only in Beis Hillel's world in usher in Beis Hillel. But in Beis Shammai, who feel that Beis Shammai are wrong, and ain't a dine and masha ain't a rise, so Beis Shammai are allowed to say that in our world it's not even usher to Beis Hillel.
Rabbi was saying Beis Hillel is like the Nazir. So it's not usher for the non-Nazir. Beis Hillel has a different set of rules. They're in the Nazir world. The non-Nazir can't say.
Beis Hillel only have a different set of rules because they learned that way. But since Beis Shammai don't learn that way, so Beis Shammai are somehow allowed to work as if Beis Hillel don't have a different set of rules.
But Lifnei Iver should be totally in the recipient, not in the perpetrator. Lifnei Iver, it's all about me.
I agree that the pastures is, it doesn't make sense.
According to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is totally allowed to do it, and really they just have to get their act together. In other words, according to this, like I was saying before, but now we're saying even what Rafi's trying to say, even in Elu Ve'elu, you're saying really Beis Shammai should say, to Beis Hillel, really, you guys are dead wrong. And the right thing to do is, even as such, you should really be doing it. But now that you guys are being very stubborn, and I know Ben Adam Lachaveira, you wouldn't be happy. Therefore, I'm not going to do that to you. Is that what we're saying?
I don't understand it. That's what we're trying to say, but I don't understand it. I don't really hear it so well. It's hard to hear. Because the Chaira, the Isner of Lifnei Iver, you know, with that Rabbi Meltzer in the beginning, made a Chakira, maybe it's Tanar Ben Meltzer's Chakira. Is Lifnei Iver because I'm being machshel you? Or is Lifnei Iver because it's somehow or another considered as if I did it? Right? That was his Chakira. Right? I think that was your Chakira. So there is such a chakira out there. That the truth is, there is such a chakira, but I don't know.
How does that help the first part? Because if you're not a mamzer right now, so if it's like I'm doing it, but I'm not a mamzer, I mean nazir, I'm not a nazir right now. Yeah. I mean, we're saying the chiluk that if you're not like mitoras, that then if it's you're actually doing it, you're not a nazir. So
we had this chakira in Bava Metzia, in the Sugya of Shliach Lidvar Aveira, and Zayin Ches, Tess, I don't remember where it is, whether there's a Lifnei Iver for Yisrael to be Maksha or Kayin. And I think there's in the Tosfos, it clears this Chakira. The Yisrael is Maksha or Kayin.
Is that in the Parsha?
What?
What's the because he's not in the parsha?
But he's not in the parsha, so is there Lifnei Iver? I think that wasn't Tosfos's Shaila.
So by Nazir, it's the same Shaila?
Israel Dava. What?
So wait, by Nazir, it's the same question, or he's in the
parish. The guy that says that Kaddishly, you know, the Gemara says, because he's Kohen to Omar to Israel. What?
Kaddishly Grusha.
Kaddishly Grusha.
A man who says to a woman, Ikfi the Katan.
What? Ikfi, yeah. So the question is, by Kaddishly Grusha, what about the problem of Lifnei Iver? You tell the Yisrael, the Kohen tells the Yisrael, Kaddishly Grusha. So I think Tysus over there has a sad to say that when the Yisrael marries a Grusha, there's no Iser Lifnei Iver. Because the Gabi, the Yisrael, there's no Iser of kahuna. So I think that's what someone said. Tavis clears, and somebody over there in that suya says Rabbi Meltzer's nonsense hakira, whether because if the Iber is that you're being machshel the kohen, or it's like you're being over the iser. Sounds vaguely familiar. Just vaguely. But according I don't
know. According to Rafi saying, doesn't it seem very shver? Let's say Beis Hillel said, you know what? I want to marry this. I'm gonna take my chances. I still hold it's Oster Gomer, but some of them, you know, I want to marry that girl. It's a tar, so that's it.
No, you're Vada, you're gonna get Malkus, you're gonna burn it. No,
when they come to Shemayim.
Then Shammai, they're gonna be vada punished.
What do you mean? What do you mean? He got it right. They said Beis Shammai. So why? So then, how could you say what Rafi's saying then? That means they have a vada iser.
That's right. But Rafi's saying, but they only have a vada iser the Gabi themselves. But the Gabi Beis Shammai, they don't have a vada iser. So therefore, Beis Shammai are allowed to be machshel them because Beis Shammai don't in Beis Shammai's world they don't have an iser. Beis Shammai is allowed to say, we don't grant that you have an Isser.
But Beis Shammai doesn't agree
that. Ain't a dynamite chain of rice, then we don't have any, we don't see the Isser. But
Beis Shammai, you know Elu v'Elu is true. You see the other side of the fence. There are two truths.
I agree with you. I don't understand it.
No, but I think what we're saying over is what Yitzi was saying, which I think I was trying to say something slightly different, but maybe
okay,
not.
Okay, fine.
But I'm trying to say is a drought different. It's not that Beis Shammai ignores the fact that there's Elu ve'Elu, and that therefore it's usher for Beis Hillel, even Beis Shammai's world, but rather that since it's going to only be machshel them ba'onis, they're not going to know what they're doing, right? It's not like they're having a bad intent. It's just that they're doing this ma'ase iser, so they could be someich on the sheet of Beis Shammai and Shemayim. Gufa, because Elu ve'Elu, they could be someich on our shita.
But Chayra, in Beis Hillel, for Beis Hillel, it is a Maisa Isser. It's only not an Isser, Maisa Isser, if done by Beis Shammai, but if done by Beis
That's
Hillel,
only because...
It's a Maisa Isser.
Why can't the Beis Shammai people decide one day I'll do like Beis Hillel, one day I'll do Beis Shammai, they're both two shitas, I'll switch back and forth. The reason is because Ein L'dayin Masha Ein Avros. They're both valid Torah, Elu V'Elu D'Kim Chaim, but you have to follow your shita. But when it comes to Be'aines, then you don't have that svar. I have to follow. What do you mean I have to follow? It's Be'aines. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just the Maisa. So then the Maisa is not.
It would still mean arguing a little bit on the Pasha, Drasha Zaran. The simple Pasha, the Drasha Zaran, is that it's Mamish to Tyrus. It's like the Torah was written twice. The Torah was written for Ashkenazim, the Torah written for Sephardim. Torah written for Beis Hillel, Torah written for Beis Shammai. So that means that everybody has to agree, even Beis Shammai has to agree that Megabi Beis Hillel, it's not just you're over the Rutzen, you're over the Maisa. Because in Beis Hillel's world, this is a Maisa Isser. It's not just that you're Nichshol because this is you're obligated to follow your Rutzen. The Pshat that Drasha Zaran is that this mamish becomes that becomes a chefsa of a mamzer, and it's a vaday mamzer to gabi beis hillel, and it's a vaday not mamzer to gabi beis shammai. Now maybe you'll say that the Mordechai is arguing parsh way with that drushes haran, and says that now it doesn't become a chefsa. Because we always assume that if you're taking it in the positive, if I come up to Shemayim and Shemayim tells me that Tefillin is like Rabbeinu Tam, I get 100% the schar of Tefillin because wearing Tefillin like Rashi. Even if they tell me that Rashi got it all wrong, and it was no way, you know, it was, even if they tell me it was a misprint, you know, the printer, the guy in the Ksav Yad Rashi messed it up, and everyone made a mistake, and it's and all the place came, they goofed, the Beis Yosef goofed, and they, you know, and Mr. Chavetz Chaim goofed. But we would say it gets mamish the kedusha of tzitzis, and all the mystical benefits of tzitzis. You know, that so because that's Loba Shemayimi. So I don't know. I once said, how far we say Loba Shemayim. I had a mice with Rosh Hashiva, which I don't think I saw it later, and other people said the same type of mice with other Gedolim. That there's Rosh Hashiva is very big in Bitachin. Bitachin is the idea that you should be relaxed, that you know that everything's going to Shemayim, so what are you getting nervous about? The mice, there's a sefer, Kisvei Rav Yosef Zundo Misalant, that he brings that the the world brings it. There's an Orach Chaim that brings that by Achay Yosef, by Yishma Ruvain, by Atzilei Miyadam, that it means literally that if Ruvain wouldn't have stepped in, then Yosef would have gotten killed. He wasn't supposed to get killed. So the Orach Chaim says that a Baal Bechira, Hashem leaves things to Baal Bechiras. So there are Baal Bechira, he says the snakes would not have killed Yosef because Hashem doesn't want Yosef to get killed. But if the brothers wanted to kill Yosef, they could have killed Yosef because they're Baal Bechiras. So I should once show that to Rishiva. Rishiva's reaction was, there's funny things in Sfarim sometimes. But okay. But the Maisa, that's what the Orach Chaim says. So in the Sefer Kisvei Rav Yosef Chaim, Rav Yosef Zonenfeld, that's Rav Shlomo's Rebbe, he brings there that Rav Chaim Volozhin said that the Rambam goes like this Orach Chaim, and the Rambam had a different sheet than Bitachon. There is some weird, the Rambam does seem to say something like that a Baal Bechira, Hashem gives Kayach to a Baal Bechira. But he says, we don't pass it like the Rambam. We pass it like the Chavis of Avis. He says, the Gra already said, that we don't pass in like the Rambam, we pass in like the Chavis of Avis. That a Baal Bechira can't hurt you if you're not supposed to get hurt. So I asked Rav Shiva, very nice, the Gra and Rav Chaim Volozhin all say we pass in like the Chavis of Avis. But Lechaira, the Rambam, was a, you know, wasn't a, not so schlep. He was a smart person. So Lechaira, it could be a suffix that maybe the Rambam's right. So how can I have menuchas hanefesh? I'm going in, this guy coming with a gun, let's say a Jew, because the Baal Bechira could be only by a Jew. He wants to kill me, I'm not sure. And now, say, happy talking, let me be talking. Maybe the Rambam's right. So I'm nervous, maybe the Rambam's right, that a Baal Bechira can you mazik me. So the Shiva told me that once the Gra and Rav Chaim Volozhin said that we paskin like the Chayis of Avis. So even if when Hashem created the world in Sheshes Yimei Breishes, he made it like the Rambam, and the Rambam got it right, and the Chayis of Avis got it wrong, and Hashem, till the Gra's time, was giving Baal Bechira as a Kayach to Masikyu, but once the Gra says we paskin like the Chayis of Avis, then Hashem changes the whole way he runs the world, and now a Baal Bechira can't Masikyu anymore. That's what Shiva said. Because once the Gra paskins, Hashem has to listen to the psak of the Gra. And that's it. So he has to redo the world. So that's the same idea that the Torah is not governed the same hashkafa as Iran. Torah doesn't go by what Hashem said at Har Sinai.
Would Rebbe say the same thing if I give my tefillin to check to a cipher, and he's totally reliable, Eloliela? By mistake, he switched to a Chinese newspapers, and he put that into the tefillin and said, does that mean now that for the rest of the person's life they're going to get all the mystical and
it's
all?
It's not clear. So it's a little weird, wild. It would be like this: if you LP Din are allowed to rely on the fact that there's tefillin in there. Because there's a cheskes kashrus and an eilecha nemel yisurim, then yes, then your whole life you get the mitzvah of tefillin. But the shaila would be, and this is where it gets very, very confusing. What happens if later on you opened it up before, and you found out that didn't have tefillin, didn't have parshas? Well, the din is you only rely on a chazaka when it's a makom safek. But now it's no longer a makam safek. So does it make hugla adavrin and my prayer? Now I'll give you I don't want to get, we're going off on the wild topic, but let's say like this, a better shayla. You have a person who's a mechalo Shabbos. Secret. This Yanko the tzaddik of the city is really an apikairis. No one knows. It's good for his business. He makes it easy. He's a tzaddik. Everyone thinks he's a tzaddik. He's really an apikairis. So when they go ahead and they write gittin, They're mahadir to get Yankel the tzaddik to sign the get. So since we go baser bnei adam, and everybody in bnei adam think Yankel's a tzaddik, so the get's kosher. The get's kosher. The kids are not mamzerim. Now 100 years later, we're doing excavations, and we find Yankel's diary, and we discover that, assuming it's reliable and provable, that Yanka was not a tzaddik. Yanka was an apikairis. So, l'chayra, b'kan haba, the kids are mamzerim. L'chayra. Because now we find out that he was an apikairis. So, it gets very complicated. I don't know.
Rebbe, the guy never opened up his tefillin, that Rebbe saying that's klar. We don't say that he was your ninus. I'm sorry, you tried. No, he gets with the zero in there, Chinese newspaper. He
only,
gets the...
only if you never found out later. If you found out later, and I don't know. The Maisa, there's a tshuva of this. It's a tshuva in the Ben Ish Chai. What's his name? It's his Chai Tshuva Sefer. Who's a bucky of the Ben Ish Chai? What's his Chai Tshuva Sefer? Anyone know name of his tshuva sefer? Paul, I don't remember the name of his sefer. I think it's the what?
Yechav Das, is that his?
No. That's Yechav Das is the Yavadi Yosef. The Ben Ish Chai had or I think they Ben Ish Chai had a shayva tshuva sefer. He has a few shy. I think it's in there. This shy that's filling.
Well, he has the Ben Yoyada. Right?
What?
Not the Ben Yoyada.
No.
I mean, there's never a concept that if somebody's afraid something happens to that film, even let's say they could rely on Chazaka, but it's like a smart thing to check. There's no concept if you once you can rely, then you know, even if something happens,
it's an Indian to check, but. He had I don't remember the name of his sefer. What's, you know, no one knows.
Torah Lishma Hashalom?
Yes, what's it called? Torah Lishma?
Torah Lishma Hashalom.
Yeah, so in there, I'm pretty sure he has a shayla. Pretty sure. Don't tell you where. Okay, I think it's in there, the shayla. There's other sefer, Rab Eidim.
And Michal, could it be that the Elo Ve'elo is a stronger force when it's actually a psak by Paiskim as opposed to, a cipher or something, just relying? Like the Kayach of Elo, like the Rashiva saying.
Here's the Kayach of Eilechon, the Halacha, you rely on Eilechon. And Eilechon, if it's a Halacha says you can rely on Eilechon, so you rely on Eilechon.
Maybe it doesn't have the power. The Elo Ve'elo is a special power. It wants to grow,
okay.
Whatever.
Okay, but this is a different power. Torah said You know, if the chayr, if you have a chazakah, and I want to be mad, I said maybe the chazakah is wrong. I heard once from Rav Shia, he quoted a bar up there that if you have a chazakah and the chazakah said the food's kosher, and you said why should I take a chance? That the 50% chance that the milk's built in the chowin. He said the chowin's kosher, the cheskin's kosher. I don't want to trust the chazakah. 50% chance that it's treif. So he said, Rav Shia said you're not bikiris. Torah said you're lying chazakah. What do you mean we're going against the Torah?
No. I think that's halach, but does that mean that it changes the mitzias like
Elam the Elam? So wait, you're not bikiris if you evaporate, but if you eat it, you're over treifus.
Because you're not going to be
downright. If you're over treifus ba'anus, then you're not bikiris for being machmer. He said, said if you don't eat it, you're not bikiris. Shem said you can rely on chazakah. So how can you say that you're over ba'anus?
Didn't Rabbi say that the Rav Shia told him that if we rely, let's say, on a chazakah, somehow in Shamayim, they're going to arrange it that it was really kosher?
That's what Baruch Pir said. Baruch Pir said that part of it, that Hashem's, either Hashem knows it, but see, that somehow or another, Hashem works it out. But you have, that's it. So you have to rely, assume that Hashem works it out. Okay, I don't know. Rabbi Chanan, there was a machlekes, Rabbi Chanan, Baruch Pir, if you can make a shvuah. Can you make a shvua when there's a chazakah? Rabbi Chanan says you can't make a shvua, and Rabbi Baruch Bira said you could. Okay, anyway, but I don't know. I don't know Pshat so much in this Mordechai. It's very interesting. I would really like to get back to what Yitzchak started in about the converse case, but okay, about the donuts. But okay, but we didn't have have to think about that too. All right, Shikayach, everyone. So
can
tomorrow
do that Sunday, or we're moving on.
What? Yeah, we're moving on. I want to move on to Zika because as the guys in my share are all getting me nervous. I don't know why, but they want to learn your bonus.
Meanwhile, the donuts are getting stale here.
What?
Donuts are getting stale here.
Yeah, okay.
We'll come back to the donuts in 7 years.
Donuts.
So where does Rabbi want to?
I want to start on Yitzhai and Ahmed Bey's. From Amrav Huna Marav, the bottom, the two-thirds of the way down. That's where the Sugya of Yesh Zika starts, I think. It could be, I mean, we should look at the Mishnah for, you know, just so we should read the Mishnah, but I don't know if we'll do it. But the Gemara really starts from that, when there's a period in the Gemara. Amrav Huna Marav, on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. That's the sugya of Yesh Zika. That's the beginning of Yesh Zika. So the guys want to learn Zika. So I guess I gotta cooperate.
Maybe can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Rabbi said that the Rosh Yeshiva answered, once the Gros said we passing like the Chavos on the Bavos, then even if the Rambam got it right, and until the Gros, the world went like the Rambam, but after the Gros, Hashem redid the world. What about Eluv Eluv? What do you mean the Rambam got it right?
The Gros paskin. The Gros says the Rambam.
No, but Rebbe said until the Gros, maybe the Rambam got it right. But Lagavi, the Rambam and the Chovas Alavamos is Eluv
Eluv. Okay, so maybe for the people of the Rambam, the Talmidei Rambam would be like the Rambam, and the Talmidei the Chayyim Bavos would be like the Chayyim Bavos, and the people that weren't Talmidim of anyone. So then we go by the whoever got it right. Because Eilu V'Eilu is only for the people who are the Talmidim. But if a guy is no Shita, so then, yeah. If there's a Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam on Tfilin, if you're a Talmid of Rabbeinu Tam, you go to Rabbeinu Tam. If you're a Talmid of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, if you're not a Talmid of anyone, you know, if you have no Shita,
there's a famous
by
thing.
Whatever is in Shemayim.
Thank you very much.
So tomorrow we're off, and if someone could send that a link, if they know there's a link, that would be helpful. Okay, thank you.
Have a good Shabbos, thank you.